The Edge.
90.5 The Edge.
I didn't know the Melissa McConnell show was back on the air. I just turned the radio on and I heard this familiar voice. I was like, whoa, this Melissa's on the mic. Right on.
It's nice to know that the staff listens to the radio station.
Oh, God. I had to do a double take. I was like, who's that live voice? Holy shit. Yeah, I deliver appliances for a living, so 90.5 The Edge is always on in the truck.
90.5 The Edge with Since October and The Way You Move, because men are visual and women know it.
Hi, I'm Adam Deuce with Machine Head, and you're rocking with 90.5 The Edge.
Yeah. I did happen to find the Giants score. Giants 10, Marlins 9. I can't find if Buster Posey broke Willie McCovey's record of 22 consecutive games with a hit, but I'm looking for it, and I'll let you know on 90.5 The Edge. 90.5 The Edge, the world would be such a sad place if it didn't have Ozzy Osbourne in it. 90.5 The Edge, Green Day's coming home Saturday, September 4th at the Shoreline with AFI. Welcome to Paradise with 90.5 The Edge. 90.5 The Edge, that's Soulfly and Rise of the Fallen. If you ever try to sing along with that song, your voice hurts afterwards. 90.5 The Edge.
Yeah, I'd like to make a request.
Well, we don't really do requests around here, but if it's something I'm already going to play, then I'll be happy to let you know when it's coming up. What do you want to hear?
I can't remember the exact name of the song. It kind of goes...
I got that coming up this hour on 90.5 The Edge. 90.5 The Edge, shattering the skies above that trivium. Oh, I hope that was the one. It is time for the 90.5 The Edge entertainment calendar. A lot of great shows coming up. Tuesday, the 10th of August, Devil Driver is going to be at Slim's in San Francisco. Corrosion of Conformity at the DNA Lounge, also in the city. And let's make it a three-play. Porcupine Tree on the 11th is at the Warfield. That's an 8 o'clock show. And just remember, anytime you want to hear about things going on in the Bay Area, listen to 90.5 The Edge. 90.5 The Edge and Cinnamon Girl. Melissa's saying, the story goes that Neil Young had this whole fantasy and wrote this song about a girl he passed on the street. At least that's the story he gave his wife. And I'm sure that Typo Negative doesn't care in the least. Here is Cinnamon Girl on 90.5 The Edge.